It's our Frankfurt basketball locker room chat as we're off and running here in 24-25. Brandon Tammann joined by the Frankfurt girls basketball coach, Brian Ebert, brought to you by Wenklin Oil Company, Blue Valley Technologies, First National Bank in Frankfurt, Community Healthcare System as well. For the first time since 1981, Frankfurt girls in the state title game, and for the first time in school history, Wildcats winning a state championship a year ago, defeating Little River in the championship game 47-41. Coach, again, just, you know, you move on to 24-25, but a state championship will live forever. And obviously last season, just a tremendous successful season for you, the coaches, players, and community involved.
Yeah, it was a very special year. You know, obviously the first in school history. To be a part of that is pretty special. Winning one with the boys in 2012. So doing that with both boys and girls is a special thing for myself. You know, we had a really great group of seniors last year. We had some juniors and sophomores sprinkled in there that helped us, and a few freshmen. So, you know, it's kind of hard to think, oh, we got to move on to the next season, but, you know, it's here and we got to get ready for that. But, you know, like you said, it's one of those seasons that never will be forgotten. And obviously they have etched their names and their team into school history. So,
yeah, and you return as the Class 1A Division I Coach of the Year, and you lose a couple of key pieces, but you got a lot of good players coming back who are a big part of that state championship run. Let's talk about just kind of the depth, what you have returning, and some of the key players that fans need to keep an eye out for.
Well, obviously, you know, we did have some girls that stepped up that are back. My daughter, Breely, she's done a really good job at the state tournament. I thought she really amped up her play the last month of the season. Right now she's fighting an ankle injury, so she may not play until after Christmas. Ashlyn Dollinghouse, big component of coming off the bench and hitting some big threes for us last year. We're definitely going to lean on her a lot. Then you got Lorelai Loizo and Macy Wapp, both played some last year. I think that, you know, they're going to have to contribute a lot. Hall and Shirley got a little bit of time last year as a sophomore, so now she's a junior. She's fighting some illness, so I'm not sure when she will be back. And then you throw Tessa Partsmer in there, who played as a freshman, who's very athletic, and obviously we're definitely going to push on her and lean on her to get us some points and use her athleticism. So those are the ones that, you know, kind of return. Then you throw Miley Haug in there, who's a sophomore, who's going to have to contribute. And then maybe a few freshmen here and there. But, you know, we really definitely aren't very, I would say, heavy with the upperclassmen. You know, we only have one senior, and then we have four or five juniors. So I'm definitely going to have to lean on those kids, and hopefully they can step up. And, you know, over the time of the season, you know, by the end of it, I think, you know, they'll be ready to play in those big type of games like we did last year. So I'm excited to get started. It's always a challenge when you're, you know, coming off that state championship. Everybody's gunning for you and wants to take you down, beat you, and all those things. And I've told the girls that, and we've talked about it. But biggest thing is take on that challenge and accept that challenge. You've been given something that's pretty special, so go ahead and take a hold of that challenge and run with it.
How about five games in a nine-day stretch here to start the year? It starts Thursday night, Lord Central Catholic, and then Pawnee City the very next night on Friday. You get into that Waubunsee tournament next week that you guys are familiar with, Manhattan Chief, Waubunsee, Northern Heights, part of that next week. So, again, five games to start in a nine-day stretch, and obviously you're probably going to find out a lot about your team here in the next week and a half.
Absolutely, and you know, you can even throw a jamboree in that we had Monday at Rock Creek with Rock Creek and Junction City. So, you know, this is that time of year, though. You've had 2 weeks of practice. You're kind of getting tired of practice. You've been through that grind every day of practice, practice, practice. Now it's time to go, you know, the lights turn on and it's time for you to perform. And we talk about that a lot about, hey, the lights are coming on Thursday night. You better be ready. You should be locked in. We've had 2 weeks of practice, and I think our girls are ready. You know, I thought that the jamboree, we performed well. So I'm excited. You know, we got a long trip to go to Nebraska City for that game on Thursday, but hopefully we can step off that bus and get ready to play.
There it is. Frankfort girls basketball coach Brian Ebert joining us, the reigning Class 1A Division 1 state champions and coach of the year as well. Target on the back, no doubt. Five games in a nine-day stretch here to start Thursday, Friday at Lord Central Catholic and against Pawnee City, respectively. Coach, we always appreciate the few minutes. Thanks for joining us, and we'll talk to you next week.
Thank you. I appreciate it.